AudioLark Audiobooks presents The Cinderella Substitute by Nell Dixon. Read for you by Linda DeJosefatti.
Chapter 1. Nate jabbed the buzzer on his desk for the third time. Where on earth was Jenny? He paced up and down the room, glaring at the closed office door. What could be keeping her? Today of all days, he needed to get going, finish up the job in hand, and escape, away from the sympathetic glances of his employees and the murmured conversations, which stopped abruptly whenever he came within earshot. He opened the door to her office and saw her in her usual seat behind the curved ash desk. So why hadn't she answered the buzzer? He crossed the pale green carpet in a couple of paces. As he got closer to her, he knew something was wrong. Her back was towards him, and her shoulders quivered. Jenny? He moved round the desk to take a better look. A pile of post lay unopened in front of her, one envelope still secured in her slim fingers. What's the matter? Are you ill? Nate couldn't imagine why his super-efficient personal secretary appeared to be having some kind of breakdown. Jenny never broke down. She had insisted on returning to work after only a few days' leave after her adoptive mother died. She shook her head, and he caught a glimpse of tears on her pale face. For a split second, he wondered if Jenny had developed some kind of sympathy scenario for him based on the office rumor mill. He dismissed that idea as quickly as it had arisen. One of his